This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Some of the best leather, molded leather holsters you're ever going to see in your life. Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking, joined now by Dean Weingarten, writer extraordinaire. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. I'm glad to be here, Bill.
Well, let's kick off with this. We probably talked about this the other day, but we lost the election with Loeffler and Perdue in Georgia, and we're sort of making up for it now with Sinema and Manchin, aren't we?
Well, let's say that we have some insurance from really bad results with Sinema and Manchin, and Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin's Sinema, I should know how, she's from Arizona to pronounce
right.
That. Has said that she will not vote to do away with the filibuster. And that is a very good thing, because the filibuster in the Senate means that you essentially need 60 votes to pass legislation. And then Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia also said that he would not vote to do away with the filibuster. So that's two votes plus the 50 Republicans, which we can hope would hold together for this, would prevent the extremely radical agenda being pushed by the Democrats in the House and in the Senate, too, particularly by the majority leader, Senator Schumer from New York, from passing. I mean, they're talking about things that just would radically change politics in the United States, like adding two or three states. Democrats have talked about adding D.C. as a state, Puerto Rico, Guam. That would add reliably 2, 4, or 6 additional senators, making it very difficult for the Republicans to take control of the Senate. Not impossible, but difficult. And then they also talk about adding Supreme Court justices, so that the justices that President Trump appointed to the court would essentially be nullified by far-left justices they would add. And probably one of the greatest threats is to pass H.R. 1, which is a huge change in voting throughout the United States. Essentially, the Congress would take control from the states of all national elections, and would guarantee that in every state, mail-out ballots would be the norm. The ballots would not need to be registered with a person with ID. There are a number of other things in the bill that probably are unconstitutional. Now, it seems unlikely that'll get passed through the regular order, because Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin have said that they will uphold the filibuster. But they're trying to attach that bill to a budget reconciliation measure, which doesn't have to go through the Senate filibuster. And that would mean it could pass the Senate with 50 votes by Democrats, and then Vice President Harris would pass it. And that would radically change voting in the United States perhaps for a very, very long time.
Now, when you look at some of the things they want to pass, do you see any one thing that you look at that if they did manage to pass it, do you think it would be so radical, so egregious that America would say, okay, that's it, here we go? And then,
well, I think
then things get excited.
We're very close to that. I mean, we're very close to that. There's half the population that doesn't believe the last election was legitimate.
Yeah.
When you say they won't accept it, I think we're very, very close to half the population not accepting it now. You look at, I think I'd like to see a meme out there, maybe I'll make one, of the rally in support of President Trump on 6th January. Hundreds of thousands of people crowding the Capitol supporting President Trump. And then you look at the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Hundreds of thousands of yards of barbed wire fence supporting President Biden. I mean, that's the difference. And one of them says, we have consent of the people. The other says, consent of the people doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, one thing that came out of that has been noticed about Biden, he has the Biden campaign has a YouTube channel. And the likes versus dislikes, which there's a lot of things that play into their algorithm, and comments and everything, but they disabled comments on all of Biden's videos. And YouTube is sort of running interference for them. They ceased letting people make bad rankings for him, thumbs down rankings.
Because
all of that is just appearance. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything real. It's just, okay, well, people are viewing the video and they don't like it. You know, how many things did we, in the 60s and 70s, we see stuff all the time we didn't like. We just couldn't give it a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Right.
So, I mean, now that phenomena occurs. But, I mean, he's got a lot of interference being run for him. But, what I don't understand is why somebody that is the most popular president ever needed some unarmed protection at his inaugural.
It has to be they thought that this was somehow good optics. I mean, that somehow made them look better. It's baffling to me because they must be inhabiting a different universe than I am, and I suspect in their minds they are. They have different assumptions about reality, and somehow it appears that the Democrat legislators thought that putting up hundreds of thousands of yards of barbed wire at the U.S. Capitol, well, at least tens of thousands, I'd have to measure it, was somehow an appearance that endeared them to the American public. I really don't get it. It seems to me they're sending a message to the American public of, we are in charge and you don't matter.
The first thing I think about when I saw that was Tiananmen Square.
Yes. Many people have made that comparison. And it's like, maybe in China, where people were used to taking orders all the time, that was a message that the Chinese Communist Party wanted to put out. Actually, they have scrubbed it. But does the American Democrat Party want to put that out to the American people? You know, obey or else. That would be the message they want to put out.
Yeah. Well.
It's not popular, I don't think.
No. Well, I mean, have you seen where Pelosi's out there saying that we need to put in safety measures because we have threats from within? Have you seen that?
I saw that, and it was astounding to me. I mean, how can she be so tone deaf?
Well,
this
I'll tell you what.
It literally is insane.
Let's talk about that in the next segment, if we can. Dean is, he's the most read writer in the gun culture at the biggest website, the biggest aggregator of news in the gun culture, at Ammoland.com. Go to Ammoland.com. All contributors, Dean Weingarten. You'll see what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, before we went to break, I asked him if he'd seen this thing about Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, AOC is out there, too. She's out there saying that she's afraid of her colleagues.
Yes, and it does seem rather bizarre to me. I mean, they haven't done anything to her. It seems like she's trying to make propaganda and to make herself into a victim. She is now a very wealthy woman, risen from bartender to multimillionaire and member of Congress in just, 2.5 years now? I mean, she's the epitome of an American political success story, and now she plays the victim card. Rather weird. But I think this is the mindset of many people who don't want an armed public. They've made the decision. They don't want to be armed themselves, and therefore they don't want anyone else to be armed either, except, strangely enough, for government agents. Now, you would think that a legislature is one of the epitome of somebody who would be responsible with arms. He's at the height of power, other than, you know, the president. Senators have a bit more power than representatives, but still, he's at the top of power in the U.S. government. If they cannot be trusted with arms, why should we allow our military to have arms?
Well, you know, here's the thing about this. While they're out there calling for the defunding of police, and where they're doing it, you know, they've got crime surging. Crime is surging everywhere they defund the police. Crime is surging. And at the same time, they want to... I think it was in... Recently, they had one of these nonviolent disruptors go in somewhere, and he got shot.
Yes, that was in Chicago, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean... The all the stuff that they want, I try very hard to just sort of figure out what goes on in their mind. It makes me feel very bad whenever I try to get that sort of empathy going to where I try to imagine myself being a leftist. But
I do that too.
Here's the thing: if I really feared somebody, I'd be doing something about it. If there was a imminent danger in my workplace, I'd be doing something about it. But they're not doing anything about it. They're just talking about it. They're not identifying who's doing it. I'm sure that in Congress it's illegal to threaten to kill somebody. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. Although Congress has exemptions and exceptions and protections that the rest of us don't. People can say things in Congress and they can't be held to account for it because their debate in Congress. But if any of AOC's colleagues had threatened to kill her, I'm sure we would have heard about it. And we haven't.
No.
You know, she's just making things up. She's what she's trying to do is to push propaganda that people on the right are violent and evil and cannot be trusted, when it's exactly wrong. First off, the people that they portray as being on the right are really on the left. Hitler was a leftist. Everybody at the time understood that Hitler was a leftist.
Sure.
And it's only propaganda since World War II where international socialists have claimed that national socialists are on the right. a very weird big lie.
Very convenient.
But they're not. Mussolini was on the left. Yeah. And both Hitler and Mussolini were people of the left. But so it went, and if you take out those political affiliation, sort of Nazi types, there isn't anybody on the right that's a threat. There just isn't compared to people on the left.
No.
And it just doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, interestingly, though, and there's a couple of comparisons that I've made in my head about these guys. All of their totalitarian bents where they want to take this and they do First Amendment, Second Amendment, that's all junk. That's just antiques. We don't need that anymore. And at the same time, this whole submission thing. Now, on the one hand, I look at the, for totalitarians or authoritarians, I get the part where they want to disarm us and do this and control every little aspect. That's what they do. The whole submission thing, though, reeks of fundamentalist Islamic dogma to me.
It is rather similar to that. And, yes, I mean, there's, as I said, people have made up their minds that they are not willing to take care of their own defense, that they want to be disarmed, that they will be disarmed because they don't want to learn skills that would be necessary if you're armed, for example. They don't want other people to be armed because they see a power differential there. And yet they trust the government to not harm them, which is kind of strange since we've seen that governments can't be trusted that way.
Right.
Especially when they become totalitarian. You only have to look at Venezuela or Cuba or Pol Pot in Cambodia or Mao in China or Hitler in Germany, and you see that governments that don't have limits on them are not to be trusted. But that's the thing on the left, since they essentially worship government power, they hate the idea of any limits on government.
Yeah, but I mean, the biggest killer of their own citizens in the 20th century was government.
Yes,
it wasn't
true.
War. It wasn't some conquering force. It was their own government. And it was to the tune of about 100 million people.
Well, but people who have committed themselves to leftist philosophy don't find anything wrong with that. Well, those people had to go to make way for history.
Okay.
We were making history.
See,
you know,
I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that.
Me too. I don't want to be one of those 100 million.
I don't want to be one of those 100 million, but I mean, when I
I agree. It's simply wrong to kill people just because you disagree with them.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, you can find, this hasn't been written about yet, but every time I put the germ of an idea in Dean's head, I don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, check out all of Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Americans need financial help and they need it now.
And economists agree that if there's not more help, many more people will lose their small businesses, the roofs over their heads, and the ability to feed their families.
Yellen says, according to the data released yesterday, more than 1 million people applied for unemployment last week. Yellen and President Joe Biden ignored a question regarding the stock market and GameStop. The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. The pro-life event normally features a crowd of thousands in Washington, D.C., but the plans were changed due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions. USA Radio News. Authorities in Georgia are looking for answers after a chemical leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville killed at least six people.
At least six people were killed and nine others were hospitalized after a liquid nitrogen leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Five of the victims died at the scene of the hazmat incident at Prime Pack Foods, and a sixth died at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. Nine patients were transferred to the medical center, including three Gainesville firefighters. The cause of the leak wasn't known, and there was no explosion. Liquid nitrogen is used to chill meats during processing. It's colorless, odorless, and can cause severe burns. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A series of winter storms are forecast to batter parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic over the next few days. The National Weather Service says people in the region should expect heavy snow, Arctic air, and strong winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's talk a little bit about Iowa. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised with Iowa. I would have thought that Iowa would have been the ground zero where they wrote the Chevrolet commercial, you know, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. They don't have a right to arms amendment in their state constitution, huh?
Yeah, and that's strange. But there were several states that did not, but over the last couple of decades, a number of states have either passed right to keep bear arms amendments to their state constitutions or improved the ones that they had. Iowa never had one, and they've been trying to get one for about the last decade, and they've gone through some difficult processes, partly because Iowa has a very difficult procedure to make an amendment to their constitution, which makes sense. You don't want to be changing your constitution every other afternoon. So what they have to do in Iowa to change their constitution is the legislature has to propose an amendment. Then it has to pass the legislature. Then an election has to take place. Then the new legislature has to pass the proposed amendment again. And then it goes to a referendum and the people in the next election have to pass it. That's basically the same procedure that exists in Wisconsin, by the way. And so the people, the legislature in Iowa had passed an amendment for the right to keep and bear arms, a good one, I think a fairly strong one, not too wordy. And then they passed another one, passed it again. There was an election, they passed it again. And then, but the Secretary of State there didn't publish it. And it had to be published to take effect for the next election to count. And because the Secretary of State didn't publish it, they had to start all over. So this, just a few days ago, they passed, actually I think it was Thursday, they passed the right to keep and bear arms amendment again in Iowa after an election. And so now that amendment will be on the ballot in Iowa on the 8th of November, 2022. Unless there's some other glitch that happens. Things can happen. There might be a court challenge, for example, but I don't expect one. It's a fairly clear process, and it's passed according to the regular procedures. And the interesting thing is that it passed on an absolutely strict party line. Every Republican in the House that was present, I think there was one absent, voted for the amendment, and every Democrat that was there voted against it. And the same thing in the Senate. Every Republican voted for the amendment, and every Democrat voted against it. You'd think in Iowa, which is a pretty gun-friendly state and which has a lot of hunting, that there'd be some Democrats that would want to support the right to keep and bear arms. But there wasn't one that was willing to vote for the right to keep and bear arms amendment. And I'll read it here. It's not very long. It's fairly short and simple. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The sovereign state of Iowa affirms and recognizes this right to be a fundamental individual right. Any and all restrictions of this right shall be subject to strict scrutiny. Now, the last sentence was put in there because we've seen so many states and even the federal judiciary, which has not been willing to protect the right to keep and bear arms because they find many ways to wiggle around about it. Oh, well, you know, it doesn't really apply to individuals, or as long as you can have a single-shot 22 locked up in your closet that you can access to the range on Saturdays, that the right is satisfied. You know, that sort of thing, with a slight exaggeration, is what we see in California and Hawaii and New Jersey. And so there are good reasons to have a state amendment protecting the right to keep and bear arms. It's the states that don't have them that are the most egregious violators of the Second Amendment, like California, New Jersey, and New York. Maryland is particularly a violator of the right to keep and bear arms, and they don't have a state amendment. So it's a good thing. And what, unless something radical happens, it will pass in November of 2022. There have been, half a dozen constitutional amendments in the state to protect the right to keep and bear arms that have come up in the last 20 years or so, and every one of them has passed with a supermajority of the vote. They just, when the people have a chance to vote on it, they want to have a strong right to keep and bear arms. And most of those are in the 70 and 80%. The closest one was in Missouri, which passed with 61% of the vote. And the difficulty.
That's a landslide nowadays, though, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, in Kansas, when they passed it in 2010, they had 88% of the vote. And Alabama and Wisconsin in 1998 and Alabama in 2014 passed with 72%, and Louisiana with 74%. I mean, it's very popular. People want to have the right to keep and bear arms. And when presented with a choice, that's how they vote. So I find it almost impossible. Not completely, but almost impossible that this will lose in the referendum in 2022. And because it's a strict amendment, I have hopes that the courts in Iowa would uphold it. Now, we had problems. We passed an amendment like this, and I say we because I had family that actively worked to pass the amendment in Wisconsin in 1998. And they worked very hard, and they passed it with 72% of the vote. No, 74%, excuse me. So it's extremely popular, and it passed, and it's a strong amendment. And then a case went before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which had very leftist judges on it. And essentially what they said is, well, the people didn't really know what they were talking about. They didn't really know what they were doing when they passed this amendment. It doesn't really mean what it says it means. And they basically refused to strike down laws that violated the right to keep and bear arms because they said so. Now, the people rejected many of those justices. And you're supposed to have about a 4-3 split of strict constructionists on the Supreme Court in Wisconsin now compared to those leftist justices that believe the Constitution is whatever they want it to mean at the time. And so I have hopes that Wisconsin will uphold the meaning of their right to keep and bear arms amendment. But what we've now run into is that the prosecutors don't want to bring any cases that could overturn laws that are inimical to the Wisconsin amendment.
Hold on right there. Coming up on the next break, you can find Dean's stuff. You can find two articles about the Iowa amendment that we're talking about here on Amoland.com. He recently wrote both of those, and good reading for some. I didn't know they didn't have that in Iowa. I thought that would be a default position for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. To get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers, we deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, I'm going to presume that there may be some things that you haven't had published yet because...
Well, there are. And there's kind of an interesting incident. It's tragic, but I'll mention it. I've been researching it, but I probably won't publish an article on it because it doesn't really have any defensive shootings in it. But there was a tragic case in Hood County, Texas, which is near Granbury. I think Granbury is the county seat, not very far from Fort Worth, a little bit south and to the west of Fort Worth, not much. Right on the border. And a young man went missing, and deputies from the sheriff's office went looking for him. And they found him in a heavily wooded area, where it was very difficult to get to him. There wasn't even a footpath through this area, but it was a shortcut, I guess, and he didn't have a vehicle, so he was traveling through that. And some animal had attacked him and killed him. And they found his body about a day later, and initially they thought it was a mountain lion because of the manner of the attack. His throat had been torn out, and but they couldn't determine from DNA what kind of animal it was, and the local wildlife people said, well, it's really unlikely it was a mountain lion because we only see mountain lions very rarely around here, and they very rarely attack people. But it's hard to believe that it was, you know, a feral dog, for example. I mean, it's possible. But usually dogs attack when they're in packs, and they almost always have defensive bites, you know, on hands or legs as people try to fend them off or kick them, and there wasn't anything else like that. And a mountain lion was sighted about 100 miles to the north a few days later. So it's it's not impossible that a mountain lion was involved. But since they couldn't get any DNA evidence when I was talking to the public affairs office of the sheriff's department, I said, well, clearly it had to be a chupacabra. Because we haven't identified what it is, you know, and it's a perfect case. I wonder if I could sell an article to the National Enquirer, you know, chupacabra attack.
Absolutely. Absolutely you could. Absolutely you could.
And so, you know, and these things, you know, there were no tracks. And if you've ever done any tracking, it's understandable. It was a very dry area. There was no mud to make tracks. And there were a lot of loose, dead leaves in this area. So there weren't any identifiable tracks about anything. But one of the things that struck me as odd is they discovered the body, and from the medical examiner, when they went out there and they examined the scene, they determined that he had been standing upright when he was attacked. And again, that's kind of a rare circumstance. Most dogs won't go for the neck directly on a someone standing upright. But it, you know, it could be that a mountain lion or a big cat would do something like that. Or a chupacabra, of course, would do that naturally. So that's even more evidence. But he had a backpack, and the backpack was found several feet away from the body. So, you know, did he understand that he was under attack and take off the backpack as a sort of shield before he was attacked? It makes it even more mysterious. And this is probably something we will never know the answer to, because they weren't able to identify any DNA and they weren't able to find any tracks. And they specifically say that it's not a mountain lion. Well, like I said, chupacabra seems the most likely candidate. And to anybody out there who is saying, you know, oh yeah, that validates that the chupacabras are out there, I am making a joke. I don't believe that chupacabras actually exist, and I don't, no more than Bigfoot. And
you don't think Bigfoot could have been involved in that? Then I take it.
You know, that's a very good point. And a lot of people say Bigfoot has very strong nails, almost like claws.
Yeah,
and maybe he had, you know, you could see a Bigfoot with his huge arms and making a swipe at this guy and catching him in the throat and tearing the throat out. You know, that would be another thing. What other? And of course, there's always the old standby aliens. You know, that could have been a UFO overhead and had it in for this guy or something and made out. You know, projected an image like they were an animal
man
or something. Yeah, yeah. Or how about wolf, what are those?
Werewolves?
You know, wolfman. Werewolf, yeah, yeah. A werewolf would have made an attack like that, wouldn't they?
Listen, Dean, I don't know if we should be poking fun at all of this stuff.
I think it should be 3 a.m. if we're talking about this kind of thing.
That's right. This would have to be coast to coast.
So let's move on to something a little less fanciful. There was a mountain lion attack that I might get a chance to write about. And it was in Texas. Well, it wasn't an attack precisely, but it was a mountain lion that was acclimated to human beings, and it was in a town called Freer, Texas, and it happened just, you know, within a few days of this situation near Garland, Texas. And it was a mountain lion just appeared in the backyard of people in Freer, Texas, and somebody called them up, and the gentleman, the man of the house, apparently shot the mountain lion and killed it. It sounds like it threatened him or his dogs. I suspect it could have been hunting the dogs and just refused to, you know, to run away when he came out. I've made contact with the family, but I haven't been able to get an interview yet. So we don't know what will happen there. I'd like to know whether it was a pistol or a rifle or a shotgun that was used. And then another case I've been working on is a bear attack that happened in, I think it's Tennessee. It's up in the mountains near West Virginia, and this bear, a man was in a tent, and there were five children, and I believe his fiancée were in the tent. And this black bear actually came after him and bit him, but he was able to access a firearm and shoot at the bear, and that drove it away. But it was raining. It rained heavily in between the time that he shot at the bear and when they investigated it, and that apparently washed away the and blood. My guess is that he used a handgun, because if a bear is biting you, it's a little easier to access a handgun and shoot the bear than it is to access a rifle or a shotgun. But I haven't been able to contact him yet, and he seems to be kind of shy. And there are in the area, I know his address, but at that address there are many people with the same last name. And so he's been difficult to make contact with. But I was able to contact a family member, and they are at least going to make the offer that I wish to interview him and find out just what happened in that instance. So that's the type of thing that I do to track down stories about bears and mountain lions and things.
Very successfully. You do that very successfully, too. We got about 40 seconds left, so let's do a little administrative work here. Yes, sir?
All right. I was just going to say, you'd think that the mainstream media would do it, but they don't seem interested.
No, they don't. I don't know what they're interested in. Certainly not news. Anyway, you going to be here Wednesday?
I intend to be.
Very good. Check Dean out at amaland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been... never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.